This is 5 Gospel Minutes with Tom Warren. I invite you to take a few minutes out of your day, take down your Bible, and as I cite these various passages, to read those along with me. I want you to check up and see if I'm telling you the truth. And I want you to fill your heart with the Bible, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Our faith cannot outgrow our knowledge of the Word of God. And so I plead with you to study the Bible every day and to do your very best to live in harmony with what you learn that it teaches. Now, for the past several days, we have been considering a series of lessons with the general title, Suppose Jesus Came to Your Home and Told You Thus and So, How Would You React? And I've considered the strong likelihood that each one of us, as we use our imagination to try to put ourselves in that situation, that Jesus himself has come to our home, knocked on the door, and we found out who he is, and with great joy we've invited him in to be seated, and we sit at his feet listening to what he may tell us about his will, and then to give ourselves credit for saying, Oh Lord, whatever you want me to do, that I will do. But I've suggested that that very likely isn't the case if one indeed has been rejecting his word. For the Bible teaches in 1 Samuel 15 and in Luke chapter 16, verse 31, that how we react to his word is how we react to him. Now today, let us imagine that Jesus has told you how he wants you to live as a member of the body of Christ. That you are a person who's been baptized into Christ, the Lord has added you to the church for which he died, and now he's telling you how to live. Yesterday, or last time, we considered the possibility that he had told you to study the Bible every day. And now today, let us consider. Suppose the Lord said, I want you to live a life of becoming more like me with every passing day. In other words, that the Lord is telling you that he wants you to spend your life in building true Christian character. How would you react to that? Would you say, now, Lord, we're all weak. Every one of us has his own peculiar weaknesses, and we simply cannot do this or that. Or would you say, Lord, if you've told me that, I will, with all of my heart, try to build the Christian character. Now, I want to suggest to you that he's already done as much. He has already taught us that we should live the Christian life. That we should build within our own hearts and lives real Christian character. I call your attention to the second epistle of Peter, and beginning with verse 5 in the first chapter. Yea, and for this cause, adding on your part all diligence, in your faith supply virtue, and in your virtue knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control patience, and in your patience godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, they make you to be not idle nor unfruitful under the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never stumble. For thus shall be richly supplied unto you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now here Jesus, through Peter, sets out some of the basic things involved in the building of Christian character. We are to add to our faith virtue, moral courage, to our virtue knowledge, to our knowledge self-control, to our self-control patience, to our patience godliness, and to our brotherly kindness, a love. Now he makes clear that if we do these things, then we shall be richly supplied in the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But if we do not do so, if we do not build this kind of character, then we shall stumble and shall be denied entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.